I've made a decision that we will have no masses with congregations in the diocese until the 29th of March. However, obviously, in the case of funerals or weddings, they will go ahead, but they must have a small congregation. That would be really just close family. And and the same would be true of baptisms.
Okay.
And another thing, I know it goes against our natural Irish attitude, particularly to bereavement, but people should not be travelling distances to come to funerals, because the whole purpose of what we're at is to try and keep it as tight as possible.
I know it's not under you as such, but certainly people might be looking to you, Bishop, for guidance. What about wakes?
The same would be true. And it is not for me to say, but, you know, a wake house is a much closer environment than often a big chapel. Consequently, that social proximity that we speak about is very hard to keep. So I think people should use the phone and social media to offer condolences, and hard as it is to say, like, obviously that environment of a wake in a small home would be one that would be particularly risky.
That's a red flag. So people are relieved of an obligation to attend Mass between now and the 29th of March. That'll be reviewed. There are no public Masses.
That's right, with congregation.
Across our diocese, okay.
Across our diocese until the 29th. The priests will say Mass each day. The churches will be open, and people are encouraged to go into the church and pray. You know, like, this is not a time for less prayer, it's a time for more prayer. And just, there's a theological point I want to make about, I have spoken to a couple of people this morning, and it's a huge sacrifice for them not to have Mass for the guts of 2 weeks, or even more than 2 weeks. But, like, that's the whole point of the Mass, is the sacrifice. And if we can embrace this, there's even more power in the embracing sort of a fasting from the Eucharist, both for people's own good and for the good of the whole country. I just want to say that, okay. Because I know that for many people, this is a huge sacrifice.
Are we looking at any online options? Now, there are websites that do generally broadcast Mass on a really regular basis.
We're certainly encouraging the churches that have the webcam. The cathedral has a particularly good webcam,
good system,
and it will be obviously all those Masses that will be said in the cathedral. I'm thinking there are not clear plans yet, but that certainly on St. Patrick's Day there would have to be one Mass that would have a choir at it. I think I will certainly be recommending that to the cathedral, and that I think many people could join in that sort of in a spiritual.
Well, that is a work in progress, Bishop. Will you keep us informed, and then we can certainly pass that on to others, that this would be an option, not for people to attend in person.
That's right.
But not everyone has access, but maybe a son or daughter, if it was older person, could call around with laptop or a tablet
could,
or something.
They could, and wouldn't that be great?
You talked about the importance of prayer, Bishop. Can you take this opportunity maybe to say one for those who would get benefit from it?
Absolutely. I would just love to. I'll say it from memory. We're recommending St. Patrick's breastplate. You know, it's a breastplate. Patrick saw this prayer as a protection, as a breastplate that you wore. Christ be with me. Christ before me, Christ above me, Christ below me, Christ behind me, Christ in the heart of everyone that thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Amen. And I really pray that particularly for can I just say something for people who do feel frightened right now? There's a thing that spiritual wise people see, and that is that there are various kinds of thoughts that we have, and the thoughts, the Holy Spirit is operative all the time, and when the Holy Spirit is around, the thoughts lead more to calm another bad spirit around, it can stir up fears that aren't real. If I can share something personal, I had a great experience once. I was very, very worried about something I was trying to organise that I was sure was going to be a disaster, and I was telling myself tons of stories about how bad it would be and nobody would come and I would be disgraced and da-da-da. And I spoke to the woman that was working with me about this, and she said, stop frightening yourself, Alan. Stop frightening yourself. And I realised some of the fears were just me. You know, and I would love to say to people who and listen, all of us are frightened in some way because there's some objective stuff here, but prayer can be more than just saying prayers. It can be asking for that spirit of peace.
And too, Bishop, comfort. You know, we have to remember that you know, the anticipation of things are often worse than things themselves, and we can tie our mind up with maybe's, possibilities, and sometimes maybe you need to reflect and just say, you know what, we can do everything we can to prevent something, but let's cross that bridge when we get to it. Why waste this nervous energy? Why waste this time for positive and productive thoughts, thinking about something that may not come and we have no control over?
That's the point, absolutely. And we can have some control over that. And you know, like, prayerful people can have real control over that by turning their thoughts to good things. And it's not just, you know, to like, one of the best things you could do for yourself if you find yourself getting really up to is if there's somebody you know who tells good jokes, call them up and say, listen, tell me a joke. Tell me a joke, you know? Like, I was looking at someone.
Bishop, I really feel compelled to ask you to tell me a joke, but I'm not going to push you on it. Okay.
Well, listen, I will.
Just okay, go on then.
I sneezed in the bank today. It was the most attention I have received in the last 10 years. With all this talk of coronavirus, the people making the sanitizing gel are rubbing their hands together. And one last one, Greg. I went to the chemist today and asked the assistant, "What kills the coronavirus?" She replied to me, "Ammonia cleaner." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you worked here."
Okay. Bishop, thank you. I'm not sure if you decide, and we would never want to lose you from the work that you do, but I'm not sure if the stage awaits you for comedy. But
I think I'll keep with the day job.
It was a brave effort.